I run a hot, hot bath and turn up the deck so I can hear it. One day he'll come along, the man I love, and he'll be big and strong, the man I love. Getting dressed, I'm in my sad story mode. I feel pretty, oh so pretty. I feel pretty and witty and gay, and I pity any girl who's a me today. Da, 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 da. Although, pretty is stretching it. I think I look pretty good. I like the fire I laid before the bath. Forward planning, see? I usually end up with coal dust under my nails, but not today. Today is going to be perfect. Too many people take second best, but I won't take anything less. It's got to be perfect. I fidget with the curtains, wanting them pulled to keep in the warmth, but the room seems smaller with that tall window smothered, and I love the almost dusk of the afternoon with the sulphurous yellow of the street lamps opposite, making strange shadows. And I want you to see the welcoming glow of my lights. Lights! I glance at the single overhead bulb in its workaday metal shade. It seems a little harsh suddenly. It's drowning out the amber flicker of the fire. I review options. Pull the bedside lamp in? Too intimate. Nope, it'll have to do. I compromise on the curtains, pulling them so that they don't meet, but the drafty edges of the windows are covered. Satisfied, I settle down on the sofa, where I have a good view down the road so I can see you coming, and run to open the front door just before you reach.